The state collected $368 million in transit accommodation taxes, or TAT, in 2013. But the legislature capped the amount it gives to the counties at $93 million until 2015. Maui Mayor Alan Arakawa says that cuts county funding in half.
Currently, the cap is withholding little over 50% of what was collected. What we're asking for is to remove the cap so that we can come back up to what was supposedly allocated to the counties, which is the 44.8% to be divided among the counties.
Arakawa, testifying before the House Tourism Committee on behalf of the Council of Mayors, says Maui already contributes funding to eradicate invasive species because the state claims it has no money. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell stated earlier that Oahu generates 80% of tourism revenues and receives about 12% back.
We spent about $70 million in 2012 in Waikiki, and so our $40 million that we get is not enough to even cover the out-of-pocket costs in Waikiki. And what is that? We have a police substation, we've got a fire station, it's cleaning the beaches, it's lifeguards, it's picking up the garbage, it's making sure that everything looks how it should.
But State Budget and Finance Director Calbert Young says it's a state tax that is levied and collected by the state. If the TAT cap is lifted, Young says, it would leave an annual $100 million deficit in the state's financial plan and provide counties with a no-strings-attached funding stream.
It is not a county tax. There really is no linkage between TAT and the specific services that counties provide, because that's not how any of the counties budget TAT. It's purely general fund revenues for the county and for the state.
Budget Director Young says it's totally up to the state legislature on setting TAT rates and how much is provided to the counties. House Tourism Committee Chair Tom Brower says the bill to lift the TAT cap would be approved as is and advanced for further discussion. Brower says the equitable distribution of funds must also be looked at.
One of the bigger questions is, are the percentages correct in what the counties get? Because some people believe that certain counties are better off with the funding mechanism now than others. And in reality, it's Oahu that really provides for the neighbor islands, because most of the revenue comes from Oahu.
The bill now goes to the House Finance Committee for consideration. Meanwhile, Mayor Caldwell says Oahu taxpayers are subsidizing the tourism industry, and that's not right.
If we don't have more money to take care of our visitor industry, it just means it's coming from somewhere else and things aren't done in our other communities. But I think a fair way is to ask the visitor to pay for more of this through a sharing of the TAT that goes to the state.
In his opening day speech, House Speaker Joe Suki said he favored reinstating the county's share of the TAT or hotel room tax. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.